stay, and we will try to fit all these things, faith and artha,
wealth,
luxury. And it is very pleased to have this and always collecting all these things, not giving attention to real bhakti. Sharon on to some of these things. They can inspire love. So, loy, vikshe, apratipatti, kasaya, these are anartha, not aparartha. So we should try to admire them. By chanting her name always, by chanting Vaishnava, by chanting Guru. Now, when our asakti is so much, this is also gone to some extent, half extent, all on earth. Aparaj is not there, it has gone. And also, our path, our
good deed,
avidya, still avidya, and prarabdha, aprarabdha. All are going anything. But yet there are some smell there. When after this dha will come, all anaps and everything has gone away. His bhakti has come to dha bhakti. And at that time, four lips have been come in his bhakti. Clear Sakmi,
Subhada,
Subhada, Mokshalabhutakrita, and Subhada. But if two lips are to come out. And now he is bhav bhakti. His bhakti is bhav bhakti. His anartha has been swept away everything. Almost all. Only there are some smell there. Up to Nishtha, Sangha Siddha, and Arasiddha, almost all gone. Arasiddha and
Sangha Siddha.
Sang Siddha, Sakama Bhakti, Nishkama Bhakti, everything goes away when bhav comes. Now he is bhav, bhakta. And only something is there. And this is called Sang Siddha. Practicing bhav bhakti, like Rupa and Raghunath, practicing Raganuga, more like Rupa Raghunath, Bilva Mangal Thakur, then Vasudeva will come and walk, leave this planet. And we can go to that planet where Krishna Prakatila is going. In Nishtha, Baudesh, Parthani goes away. Then, Praiti. Praiti means almost all has gone. Then, Praiti,
Purna,
in Bhavasa, Purna, all goes away. And in Prem, anything no more rest. But bhakti begins from Shraddha. The characteristics of two are seven from beginning. Anyone goes at the root of Bhakti. Adivasi and other very very rare person will follow this, but they don't know what is raga and glava, what is vaidhi. They are practicing bhakti, but when they will read the books of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur or Rupa Goswami Raghunath, they will see that, oh, I am going in the path of, but he should follow all the lines of and all the vidhi of vaidhi. And innerly, he will try to follow Radha. Always see that he is doing Radha Radha. But actually he is doing, he is reading Bhagavata. Vaidhi first also reading Bhagavata. He will read Prahlad Maharaj Upakhya and all other things. And he will read the topics in which Krishna and Gopis are connected. He will do kirtan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Vaidhi Bhakti will know how. And he will cry, oh Krishna, hey Radhe, hey Shyama, hey Madan Mohan Radharam.
At what stage does Nam Aparad become Nam Abbas, and when does Nam Abbas become Shuddha Nam?
Well, we have no real Vaishnava family. And only chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Ordinary. No guru, nothing. I am seeing that they are doing. Why I cannot do? I can sing very sweetly more than them. As that time, there is Aparad. Almost all names are with Aparad. And then he got Shuddha Guru. And then he practices and comes at the stage of Nishtha. Before that, Anishtha Bhakti, Anishtha Bhakti. Then he will see some Aparad. And after that, after taking the center of Guru, then it will be Namabhas. And then it will come Asakti. It means that Shuddha Nam. Especially when Bhav will come.
And Kanishka Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari and Uttama Adhikari.
Kanishka Adhikari, even he does not know any tattva. Bhagavat tattva, Jiva tattva, Maya tattva, Bhakti tattva, Nama tattva. This world tattva he does not know. And he has gone and he has accepted any guru, but not following. He tries, but he does not understand the difference between all these things. What is Vaidhi Bhakti, what is Raganga, what is Shuddha Bhakti, what is Ashuddha Bhakti. Who is Krishna, who is Ram, who is Shankar, who is not well known. Then he is Kalisarja. He only knows Krishna. He is not respecting Vaishnava. Does not know the qualifications of Uttam Madhyam Kanishtha Vaishnava. So he is always Namaparad, sometimes Namaparad. And then by the association of good doctors, qualified Vaishnava, he is chanting, hearing more, then chanting, and something, remembering, and doing all kinds of trials by his indriya, and then we have the existence of a good Vaishnava. And when he begins to question to his Gurudev very mildly to know all these things, he enters in the stage of who I am, how I have come here, what to do, how to take care, who are Vaishnava, what is Maya, and then there is question, and he is turned to respect Vaishnava according to quality, then he begins to enter in Madhvanatha. And when he fully knows all these things, then he is Madhvam Madhvam. And when he is persisted, realizing everything with Anubhuti
experience,
then he is Madhvam, and he is now is ready to go into Uttam consciousness. No Ninda, no separate bhav, fully convinced in all this story. His name is begun to be Sutta. Madhyam Adhikari, no Sutta. Sometimes Sutta, sometimes Namabhas. Kanish always Namaparas, very rare Namabhas. And Uttam all time.
And Arogsiddhi Bhakti, is it like Kanishtha Adhikari?
Kanishtha Adhikari.
And some?
And some extent to Madhyam Adhikari too. When he becomes Uttam or Madhyam Madhyam, then gradually it goes. But it may be formed in Madhyam Kanishtha.
And Sangsiddha Bhakti?
Sangsiddha Bhakti may up go to Asakti, because we will have to adopt this story. Sena Dapi Suni Sena Sarurabhi Sai Suna Amanina Manadena Kristina Sada. But actually we cannot accept, adopt. It comes in the level of praying. When prem goes up, Sinatapisuni, Tarupi Sajna, Mani Namri, four qualities go up. When it is down, it is also down. Always in the same level of prem. So if our there is prem, then they will come in full. When there is no prem, know all these things. But we try to not to be angry. This is one thing. And anger never comes. This is one thing. We can control anger. But a stage will come when there is no anger at all to be controlled. So when there is no anger to be controlled, this is Uttama. So these anarth are there, but it is controlled, then it is Madhyam Adhikari. And by that, some offense or by all these things, some evil can be done, come. Like rogue, like man, apaman. Man, apaman?
Pride.
No. Question of prestige. Prestige. He has not honored me. His food, like this. These things will come in Madhyam Adhikari. But Uttam Adhikari, no rogue, nothing, obstacle. He does not know what is obstacle. But in Madhyam Adhikari, it can be. But it can be subsided. Sometimes it will not be subsided in Madhyam Adhikari. But when Madhyamadhikari will go, in Uttamadhikari all subsides, not subsides, there will be vastray. He does not know what is Maya, what is all this, what is Krodh, Kaam, Mod, Moh, Matsar.
Now, if someone has a seed of Raja Bhakti, then when he comes to the stage of Bhava Bhakti, then his Swarup will be revealed.
When comes Nishtha, all apraad goes away, after that Ruchi will come. And after Ruchi, Ruchi will be matured into Asakti. Yes. And after maturing this Asakti,
yes. So if there is a qualified disciple, Ekadasa Bhav should be...
will certainly come. At the stage of Bhav, beginning of Bhav, by the mercy of Srimati Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha, or any living entity, Uttam Bhagavat Bhagavatam, by the grace of Krishna, the Siddha Swarup will come. Not vividly, but speaking. And as soon as his Bhagavatam will be matured, gradually, Siddha Swarup also will be gradually matured. And everything will come. By the grace of Radhika and Krishna or his associates and the associates of associates, because we will not have directly all this. By the grace of Madhyamadhikari, who is so unnata and he is so much kind to us, because Uttam Bhagavat does not give his associates. By chance it is found, by the love, by the vishesh kripa of Krishna. And he has given duty to Madhyamadhikari to give his association. So we can easily can have this and give this. Gradually advance.
But without association of...
One thing more. These 11 things are bhav. Are these bhav? Comes in sadhak heart by two ways. By their grace, like two manners. If anyone goes to any house, home, he asks that, will you take prasadam? Yes. Will you prepare earth in my house? We are offered to eat to Vigraha. And it is quite ready. Malpua, puri, kachauri, parman, dal, chawal. Or some everything. If you want, it is offered and it is quite ready, you can take just now. Otherwise, if you want, you can prepare yourself. I will give you everything. All the utensils, I will give you. You can manage to prepare. So, at a time by the Ahetaki Kripa of Krishna and his associates. Everything appears here by Sthuti. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur Prabhupada, everything is managed here. And if it is not done, then by Madhyamadhikari, by that way, practically he comes and gives all these things. Both ways are there. Very good. But when Krishna will be so pleased, he can manage for this thing or that thing also. But actually their position is so good. When it comes automatically from up, and artificial, this may be artificial, unartificial too. Sometimes, or mostly it becomes artificial.
Not natural.
Not. Because Guru in this is found so rare. So anarthakarasya ji cannot give this. A powerful person is, who is qualified to give it. I or you cannot give it. So we will have to pray. And we should practice. And Krishna or our Gurudev will inspiration. And still we will have to wait. Artificially we should not do Chinta of Siddhade and Ekadash Bhav. We should do, we should know, but it will come gradually by two courses.
On the bank of Godavari. At that time he was like a Bal Sannyasi.
Young.
Boy Sannyasi. Like coming sun in the morning. Beautiful. Matching the color and his golden beauty. He was sitting on the bank of Godavari. And he was chanting like, yeah. In his mantra of Sansa. Being left, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being Sansa, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he never neglected. Three times taking bath, and after that he used to remember this. So don't neglect. So at that time, Saramananda, like a king, so many drums were beaten, many consoles, sounds were going on, and they'd mantra of so many high class of pandits, learned pandits were there, and they were reciting mantra. And then he saw that, oh, very beautiful, very teeny is it, like sun, a sitting sannyasi. He was charmed. And they told that, oh, you should wait for me, I'm coming. And took his all royal dresses. And he came to one deep pranam. Who was looking? Who is he? And he was each other looking. So he told that, oh, you are. Are you Radhamananda? Sarvam Bhattacharya was so happy to me, very merciful to me, that he told to meet him. Perhaps, are you? He told that, I am your Dasir, Dasir, Anu Dasir, Dasir.
Servant of
the servant. Like this. I told that, oh, I am Radhamananda. Very humble. So we should be very humble to any devotee. We should try to follow all these things. How we should meet with a devotee, especially high class of devotee. So be humble. Come to meet you. Sarvam Bhattacharya toast. And then him, Raramananda toast. If you have come mercifully, then you should be here for some days. I want to hear something from you. They decided that in evening, in night, he will come alone in a disguise, grihastha vesh. Very simple. And Chaitanya Prabhu was eagerly waiting, though he was Supreme Personality of Godhead, eagerly waiting for his devotee. when he will meet, when he will meet. Ramanand came, so the door was closed. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him that, I want to know, what is sadhana and sadhana? All conditioned souls. And I want to know the proof from, evidence from the Shastra, the spiritual, especially from Srimad Bhagavatam.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Ramananda Rai to recite a verse from the revealed scriptures concerning the ultimate goal of life. Ramananda replied that if one executes the prescribed duties of his social position, he awakens his original Krishna consciousness.
He told, he asked, what is the aim and object, goal of our life? In what process we can come. But Ramananda, from beginning he began to tell. He never jumped at once at the top. Because he wanted to give to the devotees according to their level, qualification. So in this title, there are so many varieties of questions and so many varieties of answers for so many different classes of devotees. All the devotees are in not same rank. So it is like this. So he is telling that. But first, Raka hai Varnasam Dharma Acharane Vishnu Bhakti.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, is worshipped by the proper execution of prescribed duties in the system of Varna and Ashrama. There is no other way to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One must be situated in the institution of the four Varnas and Ashramas.
So, why he told? Mahaprabhu told, Yo bhajyage koha aah. Oh, Mahaprabhu told, at once, external. Want to hear some more? Why he told? Yes, only Vishnu has been told, but who is Vishnu? Who is everywhere? Everywhere is Vishnu. Especially, the manifestation of Krishna. Each heart, his evidence,
witness
of all what we are doing. Everywhere, in each heart. And also, his evidence, what you are doing. And by that, he will give you punishment or reward. He is called Paramatma or Vishnu. So we should do it like in Varnasram Dharma. What is Varnasram Dharma? Varnasram Dharma. Varna and Ashram. Four Varna. What? Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya. And Ashram.
Brahmacharya, Gadastra, Vanaprastha, Sannyasa.
It was before. Now it is collapsed. Not totally, but about 99%. And instead of this, bhakti is given. So at that time, anyone being in Gahastha Ashram, obeying their father, mother and serving, very good love and affection with wife and children, and worshipping Vishnu, anyone can have Vishnu Bhakti. Your Vishnu Bhakti is gold. And Varnasram Dharma is like process. Very easily anyone can be. He can do. He can do bhakti. This is like a bhakti. But this is not bhakti. What is this? This is some chaya, semblance of many grihastha having so much love and affection from their children and making money, maintaining their life. Oh, serving their father, mothers, and also so many persons, needy persons. By this, but really this is not. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, it may be the religion of anybody, this body, but not for soul. Soul has no father, mother in this world. He has no wife and anything. So this is external. Oh, you cannot have high class of this body. By this you can have some liberation only, nothing else. And you can be happy in this world for some time. Then told a shloka of Gita. Jat karosi, jadas nasi, jadjuhosi, dadasi yat, yat tapasyas kanteya, tat kuru samadarpanam. Yes, sir.
Ramananda Rai continues, O son of Kunti, all that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away, as well as all austerities that you may perform, should be done as an offering to me.
Whether it is good or bad, it is favorable for bhakti or not, or for beginning, it is very helpful. So in Gita, Krishna has instructed Arjuna, jat karosi, jadasnasi, jajjuhosi, jadasya, jat tapasyas kamtaya, tat kurusva madarpanam. What is the meaning of madarpanam?
Make as an offering to me.
What is the meaning of offering? Meaning of offering.
Something that you have,
you're
giving.
It is my thing, I am giving you. Please accept. So here Mahaprabhu is asking and he is telling. He is telling that, oh, what you do, what you snasi, what you eat, juhosi,
offering.
Dadasi,
you're donating.
Yat tapasyasi. Oh, you should offer to me that I have given. Mahaprabhu told, at once, your bhajya rejected. Why he rejected? Can you see? Why he rejected it? This is very high class of teaching in Gita. You can see the explanation of Gita as it is. Why? Can you tell? Louder.
So why coming here to hear from you?
But I want
from you.
You are very learned person, I know. And you know so much. Not fallen. I know very good singer and very high class. Mahaprabhu rejected. Can you tell?
The devotee is thinking this is my property and I'm giving it to you, instead of thinking it's your property.
Is anything that it is your property? Is this body your property? Without any summon, without notice, death will come and take it. And then, so many eagles will quarrel for your this body. And sometimes so many dogs will come and they will quarrel for the, this body is mine. This body.
My property, my property.
And they quarrel. Sometimes jackals and dogs will call for that. And sometimes fire will tell, oh, this property is mine, I should take it. And it will. Sometimes Napoleon Bonaparte, he wants to be controller of emperor of whole world. And when he was in prison, then his body was of whom? Mitra Rashtra.
Enemy.
They told that, oh, this is now in our control. And they drowned it in the ocean. But it is whose property? Oh, everything is of Krishna. The garden is not yours. Your wife is not your wife. Even your body is not of yours. Oh, he is telling that, oh, this is nothing that we possess and we can offer to Krishna is only a false ego. But for beginning, it is very helpful. For beginners, those who don't know anything, they don't know ABCD of this devotion, for them it is. Oh, whatever it is, oh, please offer and then take. But if they know that everything, then I am certain. All property, everything is of Krishna, and by his property, I am certain. It is external. Then what? Rai Ramananda told. Mahaprabhu told, it is bahiya. Aage kaha. Rai kahe swadharma tyag ei sarvasadhya sar.
To give up one's occupational duties in the Varnashram is the essence of perfection.
Just to explain more.
Krishna says, abandon all ideas of worldly dharma and just surrender unto me. Surrender one-pointedly unto me. Don't have any fear that sin will come as a result of neglecting your worldly duties. I will surely protect you.
This is the last shloka of Gita. No? It can be told that this is the essence of all Gita. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once told, without any moment delaying, Yo Bhajyage Kaha, this is external. Go on, don't. Why he rejected? Can you tell something about this? Why he rejected? How class of? Sarvadharman Paktejya. Here Sarvadharman means? Yeah, Sarvadharman means?
Oh. What is
where
what?
Is there? That boy? He's
outside.
He must be outside always.
Backside.
He will be outside or backside. His nature.
All kinds of religion pertaining to one's relating to his body. For example, duties for family, duties for nation.
Not only this, Hinduism,
mind.
Buddhism,
yeah.
Christianity, all these are not dharma actually. Not swadharma, not dharma of soul, but we think that all are dharma. So all these things, Hinduism, Christianity, Buddhism, Jainism, communism, impersonalism, Mayaism, all are of related to this body or mind. And they are matter. So quickly, there is no religion, nothing in this. Sarvadharmanupatya. And then Mam Ekam Saranam Braja. What? Mam Ekam Saranam Braja?
You should surrender only to me.
One is surrender. This is high class of thing in Gita. And this is called that in Gita, like Gita is like a golden plate. And this shloka is like a diamond in golden plate. Very high class. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once rejected. Oh, you bhajya. It is external. Why? Can you tell why? क्या सुनता है? Can you?
Because he's saying to give up the negative injunction, but included here is not the positive injunction to serve.
He told?
He is saying that it is said that we should give up and we should surrender, but what is surrender? In surrender, there is no active engagement. It is only to say, I should surrender. Then what? What shall we do next?
So nothing is there. So for soul, nothing is here. When you to give up worldly things. Can you more explain?
Also, it's a business relationship with Krishna, that if I surrender to you, then you'll relieve me of all my sinful reactions.
Yes.
So the devotee wants liberation. So it's
business. Only once he is fearing, but he doesn't want to serve Krishna in any mood. If he is not serving, that everything is like zero. Even not platform for bhakti is here. So it is door of saranagati, is door of. What is saranagati?
There are six kinds of saranagati. To accept everything.
Try to remember this saranagati. And if you have not done saranagati,
then your platform is not made and bhakti cannot come. Any chaya,
shadow
of bhakti may come, not really bhakti. So try to make first sarana, go on.
Anukul yasya sankalpa, to accept everything favorable for Krishna's service, and pratikulya vivarjanam, to reject everything that's not favorable for Krishna's service.
If Guru is somewhat unfavorable, what should we do?
As in the case,
he is always criticizing others, he is not chanting, remembering, but he orders that as you should chant, but himself he is not another chant. He has no love and affection for devotee or Krishna. Making money from this bhakti, then what should we do?
Reject.
At once, without delay, x second.
Guru Rupya Valiptasya Karja Karja Majana Tautpata Pratipanna Sapadishtego
Vidiyati. So what is favorable for bhakti? We must
accept.
And what is unfavorable? At once reject. Don't delay. Like poison. If there is poison in this
finger,
oh, then cut off. Don't delay. Otherwise hold.
Whole body will get in and...
And if hold this hand, then what to do?
Cut.
Otherwise it comes, poison here and you will die. Like this. Then, Prabhu rejected this. Because there is no religion of Atma. So he rejected. Then प्रभु कहे यो बाज्य कह आगे कहा रा कहे ज्ञान मिश्रा भक्ति साध्य सार.
After hearing Ramananda Rai speak in this way, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, go ahead and say something more. Ramananda Rai then replied, devotional service mixed with empiric knowledge is the essence of the
ब्रह्मभूत प्रसन्नात्मा न शोचति न कांक्षति समः सर्वेषु भूतेषु मद्भक्तिं लभते. वेरी गुड. गीता हाली प्रेस्ड. व्हाट इज द मीनिंग?
Ramananda continues, according to Bhagavad Gita, one who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed to every living entity. In that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me.
Brahma Bhuta. There are six qualities. If they have been gained, then he is Brahma Bhuta. He is established in Brahma, always reminding Brahma, always situated in Brahma. He never wants any worldly things, never any desire, no desire at all. Either transcendental desire or
material.
Never, nothing. Nothing he has desired. He is like zero. Samasarvesu bhuteshu. If something problem coming from anyone and unfavorable or
unfavorable
to both, he is equal. He never thinks that he is an enemy and he is my friend. Never. See, what he thinks? Oh, it has come from my past birth reaction. So never. And sarvuteshu. And never upset, always happy. This is high class of a stage. Then mad bhakti param para bhakti laps. Still now he is not
para bhakti.
He has not received para bhakti. Para bhakti means prema bhakti. But he may receive if he associates with high class of rasik premi bhakta. Otherwise no. There are two kinds of Brahmabhuta who reject Srimad Bhagavatam. They reject any shape or form of Krishna. Everything. One class of Brahmabhuta. And second, like Sukadeva, Sanak Sanandan Sanatana. they never reject Bhagavata. They never reject the shape or form of Krishna. They are of one kind. So those who are always rejecting that Krishna has no shape, Krishna is no supreme personality of God. Mali nirvishesh Brahma. No shape, no attribute, no power, nothing. They are guilty. They are guilty in the Krishna. They are offensive in Krishna lotus. They will never have any good association. And those who are not neglecting Srimad Bhagavata, they can chant. But they want to mix in Krishna. If they will have some high class of association of Rasik Tattva Vaishnava, then they may be changed. And they will have Parabhakti. Otherwise, no. What Mahaprabhu told? Prabhu kaya yo bhajya. Yo bhajya aage kaha? Mahaprabhu rejected this also. How high class of these things? But Mahaprabhu, even rejected. What he told?
Sukadeva Goswami ke pehla avastha mein, pehli avastha mein brahmavadi the. Pichhe to jab vaishnav the, Bhagavat sune phir bhakta bane.
After hearing this, the Lord, as usual, rejected it, considering it to be external devotional service. He again asked Ramananda Rai to speak further, and Ramananda Rai replied, "Pure devotional service, without any touch of speculative knowledge, is the essence of perfection."
There are two kinds of bhakti. One is Siddha bhakti. And other is Mishra Bhakti. Mixed with karma, mixed with jnana, mixed with yoga. There are three.